February 1, the Daily Stoic, for the hot-headed man. Keep this thought handy when you feel a fit of rage coming on. It isn't manly to be enraged. Rather, gentleness and civility are more human and therefore manlier. A real man doesn't give way to anger and discontent, and such a person has strength, courage, and endurance, unlike the angry and complaining. The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, 11.18.5b. Why do athletes talk trash to each other? Why do they deliberately say offensive and nasty things to their competitors when the refs aren't looking? To provoke a reaction. Distracting and angering opponents is an easy way to knock them off their game. Try to remember that when you find yourself getting mad, anger is not impressive or tough. It's a mistake. It's weakness. Depending on what you're doing, it might even be a trap that someone laid for you. Fans and opponents, called Boxer Joe Lewis, ring robot, because he is utterly unemotional. He is cold, calm, demeanor, was far more terrifying than any crazed look or emotional outburst would have been. Strength is the ability to maintain a hold of oneself. It isn't being the person who never gets mad, who cannot be rattled, because they are in control of their passions rather than controlled by their passions. A year with C.S. Lewis. Swimming lessons are better. And notice that those cautions which the tempter whispers in our ear are all plausible. Indeed, I don't think he often tries to deceive us after early youth with a direct lie. The plausibility is this. It is really possible to be carried away by religious emotion. Enthusiasm, as our ancestors called it, into resolutions and attitudes which we shall, not sinfully but rationally, not when we are more worldly, but when we are wiser, have cause to regret. We can become scrupulous and fanatical. We can, in what seems zeal, but is really presumption, embrace tasks never intended for us. That is the truth in the temptation. The lie consists in the suggestion that our best protection is a prudent regard for the safety of our pocket, our habitual indulgences, and our ambitions. But that is quite false. Our real protection is to be sought elsewhere, in common Christian usage, in moral theology, in steady, rational thinking, in the advice of good friends and good books, and if need be, in a skilled spiritual director. Swimming lessons are better than a lifeline to the shore. From a slip of the tongue, the weight of glory. In 1918, Lewis, age 19, is hospitalized with trench fever at Le Tréport, France, for 1 month. Jesus calling, follow him one step at a time. That is all he requires of you. In fact, that is the only way to move through this space-time world. You see huge mountains looming, and you start wondering how you're going to scale those heights. Meanwhile, because you're not looking where you're going, you stumble on the easy path where he is leading you now. As he helps you get back on your feet, you tell him how worried you are about the cliffs up ahead, but you don't know what will happen today, much less tomorrow. Our path may take an abrupt turn, leading you away from those mountains. There may be an easier way up the mountains than is visible from this distance. If he does lead you up the cliffs, he will equip you with thoroughly with all that strenuous climb. He will even give his angels charge over you to preserve you in all your ways. Keep your mind on the present journey, enjoying his presence. Walk by faith, not by sight, trusting him to open up the way before you. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Psalm 18:29. For he will give his angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Psalm 91:11-12. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7.